RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Your New England Patriots play football tomorrow against the New York Jets. One of the sadder versions of the Jets over the last several years. And that's saying something. This is a terrible Jets team that you're seeing in that
way. They do not have an interception all year.
How is
that possible?
I feel like I've been saying that stat on radio or TVs one form or another for at least 4 weeks, and now I just want it to go the entire season. It needs to be a historical touch point that's how bad this Jets team is.
And the head coach was a defensive coordinator. How do you not force an interception? I think it was in The Athletic. I forget off the top of my head which outlet it's in, but there was a story about the Jets and their lack of interceptions, and I guess the coaches and the coaching staff there are blaming it on luck, like that the opposing quarterbacks are getting lucky. I was like, well, you get lucky for 15 weeks and you can't get an interception. They've also forced 4 turnovers total. That's horrible.
That's extremely ridiculous. These are coaches who are asking to get fired.
Right.
When you say those are just some lucky quarterbacks we're facing,
they said that's why we can't generate.
Yeah.
That's what they said. That was the text from one of the
Jets
coaches.
What an explanation. Imagine hearing that from your team if you're a fan of that team. But if you're a Jets fan, you've chosen that life. If you're a Patriots fan,
what a miserable life it is.
You're probably concerned about the injury report, the practice report, and the list of injuries and players who are out for tomorrow's game, which includes Kayshon Boutte, Mac Hollins, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane, Kyrus Tonga, Jared Wilson, and then you have DeMario Douglas out as well in concussion protocol. That's Jared Wilson in concussion protocol. DeMario Douglas is questionable with a hamstring, along with him, Trevion Henderson, notably several other players, but Trevion Henderson is questionable because he was going through concussion protocol all week. Seems to be tipping in the direction that he will play because he practiced, as you noted earlier, Terp, in a contact jersey earlier in the week. We'll get to everything that this game holds, which is not just beating a really crappy Jets team, but a lot at stake for clinching the division and for the race between you and the Denver Broncos for the number one seed in the AFC as the playoffs loom. But first, let's go to our friend in Lubbock, Texas. Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Mago and Terp. Real quickly, it's nice during the holiday season to still have local radio that I can get down here in Lubbock. And it's nice to hear different voices at different times. Mago, it's great that you keep filling in because I think you do a great job. And Terp, I haven't heard you as much before, so it's nice to hear your new voice as well. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you, yeah.
You're welcome. You're debating, wide receiver or pass rusher, who do the Patriots target or go after? My feeling on it is they really shouldn't have to pick with the money that they have available. Now, I don't want them to burn draft picks on both. They're in free agency in the upcoming year, but pick one and then go after the other as a free agent. I mean, you trade some picks to get the one that you think is most necessary, and then the other you know, you take what's best available in free agency, but they have the money to do both. And so I think that's the thing I don't want the team to gloss over or think they don't have to do, kind of like what John Henry and the Red Sox are doing. So I'd like to see them, you know, get some veterans on both sides. I think the other thing is next year we hopefully will see Kyle Williams have a bigger and better role in his second year in the offense and really his second year as a pro. So I think he's got an opportunity to step up and become a more critical player for the Patriots next year. And as for the Jets, I never feel sorry for them. One of my best friends is a Jets fan, so he gets to yak at me about his Canadiens, and I have to take it, but I get to keep piling on about his Jets. So you all have a great rest of your day, and I hope you both have a good start to your new year. And the one person down in Lubbock, Texas that loves the Red Sox and everything Boston is me. So I'm grateful for Odyssey and WEEI and the Greg Hill Show and each of you. So have a great holiday. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Eric. And happy holidays and happy new year to you down in Lubbock, Texas. So Eric's main point there is shouldn't have to choose. And you got the cash. You certainly have the cash that you can spend. The question is the cap space. And when you look at next year's cap space, I know this is like all quite in the future. And usually the kind of thing we do when the Patriots are once again charting for the number one, number two, number three overall pick. But it is worth looking at when you think a player might shake loose. They have the ninth most cap space for 2026. Now, that doesn't take into account that they're probably going to give a massive contract to Christian Gonzalez, regardless of how you feel about his play this season. And if you feel like he's worth Sauce Gardner type money or whatever type money you want to throw out there in terms of a cornerback, that's going to be a notable piece that they pay out next year.
You also have Drake Mays looming in a little bit here.
I know
too early to look at that one. But yeah, have the ninth most cap space in football.
No, I refuse to hear that, Terp. We are not talking about Drake May in year three with it because all we ever hear about is the rookie contract, the rookie contract, the rookie contract.
Got to maximize it.
This is the rookie contract, so this is when you pay guys.
What do they say?
This is when you trade for somebody and give them a big contract, or you pay out the free agents.
I just don't think they'll replicate what they did last year in terms of their spending, where they led the league by a considerable margin. I wouldn't expect that, but you're right. The ninth most cap space in football going into looking ahead to next season, like, yeah, you should absolutely be making a move. But when we're talking about players of the caliber of Max Crosby, like, that was the conversation there. They wouldn't have the money to get two of those guys, but they could certainly free up some money here and go get good players. They don't have a ton of internal free agents as well. I think it's only, what, Tonga, Jalen Hawkins, and there might be one or two more, but that's a rather short list. So you're retaining a lot of your guys as is. You have a couple guys that are due for contract extensions, the biggest one being Christian Gonzalez, and that's going to be a big figure. Like you said, no matter how you feel about his play this year, that's still an all-pro cornerback that's going to be paid a lot of money. So, yeah, I mean, there's no reason they shouldn't. They went out and spent last offseason. You can expect that again this offseason, one would think, especially after maximizing this rebuild the way that they have. So, yeah, they absolutely should go out and spend one, but I just wouldn't expect them to duplicate what they did last year.
As we look at the wide receiver room, as we talk about the possibilities of getting a star wide receiver, have you felt about Kyle Williams this season?
I think he's been great the last couple weeks here. It took him a little bit to find his rhythm here and, you know, actually show what we thought he can do, and that stretching the floor, stretching the field.
Somebody's
rather
still in basketball. Basketball brain.
Stretching the field, making those deep plays, like, that's something what you wanted to see him do, and he's done that over the last six games. I think, you know, you're starting to see him grow more and more comfortable, and you know, as a rookie, it's kind of tough, especially when you're kind of buried in the depth chart like he was at the beginning of the year. But this week, I think, is a big one for him. I mean, you mentioned Efton Chisholm, but also look at Kyle Williams.
Yeah,
like, that's
why I bring him up.
He is going to be in line for a lot of targets here, and one that can really get him going. And, you know, I think, what was it? Was it Tampa Bay? One of the games that, you know, they were kind of shorthanded at receiver. People were like, oh, this might be the Kyle Williams game. He had a touchdown, but really, like, wasn't anything crazy. But this week is one that you can look at against a weak Jets secondary, which, again, doesn't have an interception all season long.
He's quietly a really important piece to develop, because I do think you need somebody to be that vertical threat have the speed. And we talk a lot about separation, and can these receivers create that? Or is there, as we saw in the second half of the Buffalo game, like, they really got exposed at some points where Stephon Diggs would be blanketed twice, or Hunter Henry would be in double coverage, and nobody else took advantage of that. You need Kyle Williams, Pop Douglas to be the kind of guys who can then jump out and for the playoffs be there for Drake May. My feeling with Kyle Williams is I adore the guy. He's been up and down since training camp. I think he's starting to get the hang of things better, and he certainly has nerves of steel in like big play opportunities. You see him take advantage of them. I don't think Kyle Williams would be able to develop and have the chances that he is with an older quarterback. I don't mean older quarterback like 40-year-old quarterback. I mean a quarterback who didn't have Drake May's innate trust of being like, it's the NFL. Any of these guys are going to catch it. Let me throw it up to Kyle Williams. You think about, I was talking about this with Jones earlier in the week. You think about the way that Brady used to just shove guys out of his trust tree and be like, uh-uh, like you dropped it? No.
That's
you didn't
it.
Run the right route? No. You don't get it. You're never invited to the Montana Ranch, and I'm just throwing it to Edelman. Like the rest of you guys can screw off. With Kyle Williams, I think it says something about both of them that Drake May looks at Kyle Williams in those spots when he needs a touchdown, like in that Ravens game, and he's willing to just chalk it up to him.
Yeah, I think it does say a lot about him and his trust, but I feel like in those big play, got to have it downs, those third and fourth downs, like Stephon Diggs has been that guy, and he's been so reliable in those positions. Like, I know it might not look, you might look at a stat sheet after and be like, oh, Stephon Diggs is relatively quiet and he only has three catches, but if you look back, like, how many of those were on third or fourth down?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's an automatic. He automatically converts those.
These
first
high
downs
leverage
most of the time.
Downs that he's got to have it, that's been his guy. And just looking towards the postseason, like, I'd like to just see them absolutely unleash Stephon Diggs. Just let Diggs be Diggs. We've seen him do it in the primetime games. Obviously, his biggest game of the year was against Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. Was great on Sunday.
Well, do
the
you
Ravens.
Think they're intentionally holding him back somehow?
No, I don't think it's that.
Because there has been there like has, the rustling about the snap counts
the snap
that
counts.
He has.
I think it's also an older receiver. And remember, he's coming off the torn ACL. It's been kind of something that people have forgotten about because it or even early in camp, he looked well ahead of schedule, was ready for week one, and that's something that people really haven't talked about. And, you know, maybe they are kind of taking – I'd like to see what percentage of those are rundowns. Like, what did they run the ball when Stephon Diggs is off the field? Like, I'd like to look at that. But they're 5-0 when he gets over 60 receiving yards. Like, just let him go. Let him be that guy. And I think that's what they should do in the postseason. He's been there before. He's had that success. He's a guy that Drake May clearly trusts, and he's been great for them. So I'd like to see them, like, just let him be that number one guy. Let him go out and, you know, be that guy.
So are you excited for what looks like is going to be the emergence of Efton Chisholm on offense? Efton Chisholm, we've seen him in a few spots on special teams at different points in the season. We've also seen him not be on the active game day roster. But Mike Vrabel said, I believe yesterday, that it's something along the lines of, it looks like he's going to get opportunities on offense this week, which is no surprise because you have Matt Collins out, you have Kayshon Boutte out, and you have DeMario Douglas questionable.
I'm excited for you because this is your guy. I mean, you've
Are
been
you
waiting
skeptical?
For this. I'm excited
not bought
for you.
Into the Chisholm?
It's not that I'm bought in. I just, like, you know, what will it really mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's
what do you
not
mean
like
what
it'll
mean? You got to get your start somewhere.
You got to get your start somewhere, yes. I just think, like, at this point of the season, like, not going to be a contributor, you'd imagine, come the postseason. That's kind of, I guess that's where my mind at, and maybe it's the wrong way to look at it, but I'm just all, like,
you don't think this is going to be the birth of the Efton Chisholm, the third legend?
No, we already
legend.
Had that. The preseason game
when
against
the
Vikings.
When they clinched
the
division with Efton Chisholm.
Goes for 10 catches and 100
yards. The Chisholm
yards.
Division will be born?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm looking so far ahead into the postseason. Like, that's kind of where my mind is right now. These games...
Well,
if
I'm looking even further ahead when it's like 2 years from
he's
now.
He's a Hall of Famer.
And we'll say,
Patriots Hall of Famer.
Don't be ridiculous. You would have to retire to be a Hall of Famer. When you look ahead and you go, wow, remember where he started out? That little Efton Chisholm.
Yeah, maybe it is the birth of the legend.
You'll remember
here.
It's back when they clinched the division when they played the Jets and Buffalo lost to the Eagles.
I just think, like, with these two games here against the Jets led by Brady Cook and the Dolphins by Quinn Ewers, like, if you find anything out about the Patriots in these games, it's probably not a good thing. So I'm kind of looking towards the postseason and just guys that'll contribute then.
Wait, you find out that despite not having, like, the wheels for separation, somehow that Efton Chisholm, he's always open? He understands space on the field? That's not a good thing
that
for
would,
them
no,
to discover about the Patriots?
That would be great for next year. I don't think he'd be
That's
contributing
what I'm saying.
In the postseason. Yeah, I mean,
you
yeah,
say
you
you're
can
looking
learn
ahead
things.
To the postseason.
Yeah.
I'm looking ahead several years.
I guess the one thing I am looking forward to is just getting out of it healthy, and that's everybody.
Yeah. Well, Efton Chisholm, as you said, he's not even going to matter in the playoffs, so.
Probably not.
I know.
And if he does, it'd probably not be a great sign. Because
I've heard he does a hell of a job on scout team. So
yeah, that's important. That's really important. And you see the way the Patriots do it. You're down there every day. Like when they have the
guys.
Watching
practice during the season is so enlightening. You see how they stretch their
quads. Who's wearing the, who do they even key this week? Like Breece Hall, I guess, would be
one.
Must
be.
But like, who else do you key? Like, you're not. Like, Ade Mitchell, is that, like, that's your guy? Like,
people's fascination in that is so funny to me. It's like, ooh, look who's wearing so-and-so's jersey. It's like, I guess.
So-and-so is Jamar Chase this week. Great, yeah, he's just wearing number one. That doesn't mean he's Jamar Chase.
It's like, Efton Chisholm has just been holding it in the holster that he's actually Jamar Chase.
There was one
weeks.
That they had Efton Chisholm, I forget what week it was. It was earlier in the year. He was replicating someone that wore number 12, and he had the Brady number 12 jersey on at practice, and people were like, what's going on here? This guy's wearing Brady's jersey, but he was just, like, keying for a scout team. So silly. It's literally for recognition. That's all it is. And people are like, Efton Chisholm's Jamar Chase? Like, no. It's just for the scouts.
Just wait. 3 years from now, there'll be Bengals reporters at practice saying Jamar Chase is wearing Efton Chisholm's jersey. He's
that
falling
would be a hell
down
of a story.
To scout
team. He is a really cool story. You did a great feature on him earlier in the season. Like, his story is really, really cool. And it's a guy that's, you know, people have been rooting for. And I think
he's a great person.
That is because of the person he is. And the he was incredible. Even in OTAs, people were talking about, like, whoa, is this guy really going to make the team? Obviously, he was undrafted, made the team, was great in the preseason, and people have been kind of waiting for him. He was all those inactives earlier in the year. Like, when are we going to see Efton Chisholm?
Well, the thing is, you've only seen him on kickoff return, and he didn't even excel at that in college.
Right.
So he's got great hands. That's his thing. He's got super strong hands. And so if he's open and he gets the rock, I think you could see some stuff.
It would be a lot of fun if he had this breakout game. And why couldn't he? He's going to get opportunities there.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a skeleton crew out there for the Patriots this week. That'd be a lot of fun. And the Jets stink.
He'll be the head of the skeleton. All right. We got the hit trending on the other side. We will get into what needs to play out in order for you to win the number one seed in the AFC. What needs to play out, which you need to do in order to win the division, clinch the division. And how much does all of it matter if you think you're actually a Super Bowl contender? If you think that maybe you're just going to get to the AFC Championship, do you need the bye? Do you need everything to run through Foxborough? Do you need to not see the Bills at all? We're going to hit that right after trending.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're right back to WEEI.
Megan Adelini and Justin Turpin here with you. We'll be with you for another half hour or so, and then we're going to turn it over to Scott McLaughlin, Tom Carroll, and Joe Weil, who are going to be with you through 4 o'clock. So we'll have sports talk for you all day here on WEI. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 617-779-7937 is the number. Getting a lot of text messages all day about all range of topics, and you can jump in on the phones here as well. But the big topic has to be the game tomorrow. It's not the most fascinating game from a football perspective. Again, you have 7 guys who are already out for the Patriots going into the game, listed yesterday by Mike Vrabel. A couple others questionable, including DeMario Douglas and Travion Henderson. And then you have the Jets, who are a stinky team, just a terrible team. But there is a lot at stake for you, Justin Turpin. So I'll start here. I would say NBC Sports Boston had the best breakdown of this right after the Broncos get by the skin of their teeth on Thursday in a slate of disgusting Christmas Day games. I mean, the NFL, for karmic retribution, if you're an NBA fan, got exactly what they deserved with that slate of Christmas Day games, because you plan that out, you know, in the spring. And say, oh, are we going to eat with this?
They probably felt pretty good.
Those stinky games came on one after another. You were just asking people to turn on basketball.
Yeah, the NBA was the biggest winner on Christmas. The NBA slate was great. That Knicks game, that 17-point
comeback. Would have liked some
comeback.
Celtics. But...
yeah, that was weird not having the Celtics on there. But it was nice to watch around the league. I mean, the Spurs just might own the Thunder. And maybe the Thunder aren't as inevitable as everybody thought they were.
Crazy. That's a topic for another day, but... here's the situation for the number one seed. What's at stake with this game against the Jets and what's going on with the Broncos? So the Broncos currently own the tiebreaker because they handled the Raiders twice and you lost to them in week 1, which increasingly looks very strange. If Mike Vrabel's team wants the number one seed, both of these things have to happen. The Patriots have to beat the Jets tomorrow. Then they have to beat Miami in Week 18. Both of those things are very possible, right? We should assume.
It should absolutely happen.
If something goes wrong in one of those games, it's going to be a very annoying week of sports radio. It's going to be...
there will be panic alarms
unhinged.
Being pushed all over the place.
Unhinged. The second thing that has to happen is the Broncos have to lose to the Los Angeles Chargers in Week 18. If the Patriots somehow lose to the Jets this Sunday, they're out of the running for the number one seed. But a win would put the pressure on Denver to beat a surging Chargers team that's won 7 of its last 8 games and handed the Broncos one of their only 3 losses earlier this season. I'm going to say, just to start here, I think the bye is incredibly important for these Patriots. So they need to handle their side of business. They need to take care of the Jets. They need to take care of Miami. These are 2 divisional opponents who have nothing left to play for except for maybe the picks that they could get. And I don't know, depending on job situations over there. Like, that's all that they have. You need to control your own destiny as much as you can at this point. We're not even getting to clinching the division, which they should also do. But you need the bye week because of how banged up you guys are. And especially when it comes to Will Campbell, because he's still on IR. Milton Williams didn't come off IR. He wasn't activated. Those are 2 of the most important pieces of your team. You need to be right as rain. And as you said earlier in the program, Justin, which I'll turn it over to you in a second, the shorter your road is, the better. Like, for any team, but especially for this team, where I do think the margins are a little thinner if you consider them a contender compared to some past contenders.
100%. And like you said, the shortest is the best path. And that has to do with the injuries. That has to do with just the state of the AFC. When you're looking at the playoff teams right now, the only team that we agreed we wouldn't want to see is Buffalo. That doesn't mean you want to have to play an extra game in the wild card when you can avoid it. And so for the Patriots, all of New England is rooting for the Chargers the next 2 weeks. Because with the win today, the Chargers could win the AFC West.
Chargers see Houston today at 4:30.
It usually is 4:25, but 4:30 today. So a win today over Houston, the Chargers could win the AFC West with a win over Denver next Sunday, which would make the Patriots the number one seed in the AFC. And that just can't be overstated how important it is. The injuries is the number one priority here. Like, you obviously, Will Campbell has been out. Milton Williams has been out. Robert Spillane's dealing with something. All these key pieces that have been so important to your success this year are dealing with injuries. And The depth of this team has been a question all season long, and that's not something you want to test in the postseason. So the number one seed is just so big for this team, and it's not out of the realm of possibilities whatsoever. The Chargers can absolutely beat Houston, and they can beat Denver. So maybe it is you wish you can control your own destiny here, and that's why looking back, it's like, who would have thought the 5-turnover game against Pittsburgh and a loss to the Vegas Raiders in week one, you'd be kicking yourself a little bit because of those. Like, at the time, you never thought anything of it. You didn't think the one seed would in any world be a possibility. And now you're kind of kicking yourself a little bit over about it now. But it's definitely a possibility, and it is so important. Like, you can't overstate how much it would mean for this team to be the number one seed.
When you go back to the Raiders game in week one, I just remember the immediate aftermath going into that locker room, and it was like guys could not believe that the game went that way. Like, the sense in that locker room was just like, how did that happen? Like, what? Not like they didn't understand what went wrong, but it was such a shock because you could tell that they thought that they were a much better team than that Raiders team. With the Steelers, at least you could point to the 5 turnovers. You could go, yeah, the Patriots are a better team than the Steelers, and I still 100% believe that today as these two teams stand today, but it's really hard to win with 5 turnovers. So I think both of those have an explanation. And then with the Buffalo game that you just most recently suffered the loss in was the second half and Josh Allen taking over. I just think when you look at the slate of other guys in the AFC, other teams in the AFC rather, it's a lot of kind of fraud or prove it quarterbacks. And so I think, like, if you can get the bye for the number one seed, and maybe if by some way or fashion Buffalo falls to 7 and they have to survive another team, Buffalo's the only team that seriously scares me as you look down the stretch of getting to the Super Bowl. And so if you can avoid that, or you can get that team banged up, or who knows what happens in a wild card round game, and then you survive to, you know, go on to the next week without having to play the game, I think that is so invaluable.
Yeah, and you hit on it. The AFC is just so wide open that it's like, why not us when it comes to the Patriots when you're looking at it? Like, obviously the one team everyone's going to look at is Buffalo. And I think what makes them even more formidable going forward is the fact that they have the experience, that they've been there and they've lost these games. And I think there is something to be said about figuring out how to win, or learning how to lose before you figure out how to win in the postseason. We lived it with the Celtics for how many years here? Like, we just saw it close up here.
You think they're just due to break through because of Josh Allen?
Yes, I think it is part of that, but I think the Patriots can beat them. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, they've won 3 of the 4 halves against them this season. They've been the better playing team. It was just that avalanche from Josh Allen in the second half of the last time they met that kind of changed the game. So I think they can beat them, but that's a team that you don't want to see because they've been here before. They understand what it takes in the postseason, whereas the Patriots don't have that experience. Obviously, Drake May has never played an NFL playoff game. Mike Vrabel's made deep postseason runs, but this is the first time with this team, which is a very young team. So I think that is important, but I think they can beat anyone in the AFC when healthy. I think that's the key part. They have to be healthy. And a big part of that would be getting the one seed.
Yeah, when you talk to people who cover Buffalo or people who are close to the team, their sensibility this year is that maybe it's more this year than any other year. Not because the team is better than previous years. They think the team is not as strong as previous years. But it is such a wide open slate. The parity in the AFC in particular is outrageous. And you have Patrick Mahomes out and you have Joe Burrow out. You probably are going to have Lamar Jackson out of the playoffs. And so then what do you have to go through? You've got Drake May, who we're bullish on, but there's a different sensibility elsewhere from a national perspective or other, you know, writers, fans, whatever, because of the strength of schedule. You have Bo Nix, who neither of us are very confident in.
Not at all.
You have
Trevor Lawrence.
We have Trevor Lawrence, who may be the first quarterback that took 5 years to unlock it, if you believe in that.
Still not even there.
You have the Aaron Rodgers, who plays one good game out of every three and is a dope, and we just frankly don't like him. And then you have CJ Stroud, who's an absolute roller coaster. I mean, I think you look at that slate around, and if you're Buffalo and you don't get through and the Patriots foil you, like, that has to be the worst possible outcome that could happen, short of like some awful injury.
That's the kind of outcome that warrants changes, whether that be the head coaching, whether that be GMs. I don't know what it would be, but there is somebody would pay for that if you fall short, especially early.
Do you think that becomes an easy excuse after like a whole off season off and part of the season to bring back Daboll as just a little guru whisperer
I would imagine
system
Josh Allen
for
would
Josh
have
Allen.
A lot of say in that hire if they are to move on, if they come up short this year, if they do move on from McDermott. I would imagine that Josh Allen is front and center in those conversations, sitting down with whoever's making the decision to bring in the next head coach. And I would think there's some familiarity there that he might do it. So, I mean, I don't know. This is the year that Buffalo has to cash in, and it's no sure thing that they do. Like, there's a lot of questions around that team. And, like, the biggest thing right now is that they have the best player in football, and that's what people keep gravitating to. But for the most part, it's Josh Allen, James Cook, and, like, right. What else is there?
Well, they have no receivers.
No receivers.
They look to the tight ends.
Of Brandon Cooks.
They have no receivers. If I'm Josh Allen, I mean, he seems to just be the exact opposite of this personality, but the little amount of support that they've given him there is insane. I would ask for that. Maybe changes in the front office beyond anything that was going on with the coaching staff, because he just doesn't have that many guys to throw to. And he gets tremendous support from the running game, which is not something that Drake May gets here for the most part. I mean, there have been moments, and Travion is trending in the right direction in every sense of the word. But yeah, his pass catchers, his receivers straight up, just not good.
Imagine Miami had traded Jalen Waddle to Buffalo, and they offered a first round. I think it was a first and a third they offered at the deadline, and Miami declined. Obviously, interdivision, it would make no sense to do it, but imagine they had. Like, that changes things a lot if it you have a wide receiver, a true wide receiver one there, or not even a true one, just a semblance of one. Like,
right.
Keon Coleman, not that. Your tight ends are good. They're consistent. They're productive, but
they're, you know, tight ends.
They're tight ends. Exactly.
In today's NFL.
Right.
This is not exactly Kelsey Gronk time. As we talk about Buffalo, though, New England can clinch the division. There's a path to clinching the division this weekend. This is what it is. They have to beat the Jets tomorrow, and the Bills play the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:25 in Buffalo, and they have to lose to the Eagles. So you can clinch the division tomorrow if you're watching the Patriots game, and then you want to flip over and watch the Eagles and root for the Eagles, as gross as that makes you feel. That will get you the division. How important is the division in your opinion?
I think it's super important because it lays the foundation. It lays the foundation of what you're trying to do for years to come. If you can come in and what I'm considering the first year of the rebuild, I know you don't feel that way with this team, but it's the first year of the rebuild, and you go and knock off the Bills and win the AFC East. Like, I think that makes you a more desirable location. First of all, you have a head coach that's going to be a coach of the year candidate, favorite, whatever you look at it. Drake May is an MVP candidate. That's already going to draw some players here. They're going to want the opportunity to play with those guys and for those guys. But if you can go out and win the division, it just gives you a layer of credibility, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I think it's all about credibility in terms of, like, legitimacy that you'll get from winning the division because Buffalo is there, because you won a game against them. They got one game over you, but ultimately you have the division. But what you said there about, like, will free agents finally want to come back to New England? I think that's something that's kind of like a misconception that some fans have, because they immediately equate it to back in the Brady era when you got to all these free agents because it was Bill and Brady.
Right.
Like, it took so long for that, right? Like, it took so – we're talking about one season where you see a good partnership between the coach and the quarterback. I think this more puts you in a serious, as you say, like, legitimacy conversation for free agents, where before they were only using you for leverage. And they were using you for leverage to go to Carolina. Like, these are not good situations for you. But now it's, okay, that's a team that I will consider. I saw what Steph Diggs did when he went there as a free agent.
Right.
Look what he was able to
All
do.
All of their free agents have been a hit this year.
Pretty great.
Part of it, too.
I mean, Carlton Davis took a little while to come on.
It did take a little bit, but he's turning it around here. I think part of it as well is just the state of the AFC at this time right now. Like, looking, where are you really lining up to go? The Bills right now, I think, would be an option. But the Chiefs, like, they're going to have to do some little mini rebuild here. They're going to have to retool this year. The Ravens, is John Harbaugh going to be there next year? Like, I don't know which team you're necessarily lining up to go to in the AFC right now. So, yeah, one strong season from Vrabel and May where they win, hopefully, what should be 14 games and win the division, that might be enough, to just given the state of the league.
All right, well, we are going to take one more quick break, and then we have one last segment before we lead it up to noon and turn it over to our buddies. If you want to get in any last-minute phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it on WEEI.
A few more minutes here with Megan Ottolini and Justin Turpin. But we turn it over to our buddies, but continuing our Patriots talk. This text on the text line, 617-779-7937, if you want to join in. I wonder what your feelings on this opinion are, because I just want to hear yours first. Okay. From 401, no one wants to say it, but the whole NFL is mid-tier this year, and it's wide open. I don't think any team this year would make it past the wild card round last year. What do you think when you hear that, Justin Durbin?
I would agree, maybe not the NFL as a whole, but the AFC. As a whole, I think most of it would be mid-tier.
Mid, as your generation says?
Yeah, they are. It is. Like, it is mid. It's wide open. Like,
I think
that's wide open is a more polite way of saying mid.
This is kind of an atrocious year for the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't think that this is what the NFL should want. I don't think that this is what any league should want. Everybody is always begging for parity. Give me this parity. Give me that parity. Yes, I am also tired of seeing the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Yeah, I'm sick of that, but I'm more interested in like them being good and seeing, or at least being healthy and seeing other teams march in and take them down. Like all the injuries maybe can't be avoided, but it is a strange amount of injuries. And you do have to start thinking about, hey, did you really need another week of actual games? I mean, I know they made the trade-off of the preseason game for the actual game, the extra week. But did you really need to do that? Like, do you really need more teams in the wild card round? Everything is always more and more and more because it's driven by the money. But then you get a product like this, probably won't be reflected in the ratings, probably won't be reflected in what people are spending at the stadiums or the TV packages or anything like that. But the product this year is worse. And I know Patriots fans don't want to hear that because the Patriots product is way better and it's way more fun. But overall, just look what happened Christmas Day. You make that schedule in spring, that's supposed to be a great slate of games. You're supposed to own that day like you own Thanksgiving. And it sucked. And that's kind of been the story of the league this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you mentioned that Christmas Day schedule, the first game, you would have thought that that would have some implications on the NFC East. Like, a team should have been trying to win the NFC East in that week. Like, the Commanders were in the championship game last year.
Yeah.
And obviously injuries, they're probably one of the poster childs for the injury bug that's going around the NFL this season with Jaden Daniels. I mean, the guy comes back and he suffers another injury. It's been kind of consistent with that Lions and Vikings game. That's another one. Like, Detroit, many people were probably thinking could make a Super Bowl run. Turns out not quite when you lose Ben Johnson. When they let him out of the building, that wasn't going to happen. And J.J. McCarthy has been an up-and-down roller coaster, a mess, and he didn't even play in that game. So that's another one. And then you're looking like it should have been all these games, and the last one, the Chiefs and the Broncos, should have had some sort of implications of the division. Instead, you got a hodgepodge of random backup third-string quarterbacks, and it wasn't a great product.
There are bigger nightmares the NFL have lived through, but what a nightmare for them to have the Christmas Day slate of games with two third-string quarterbacks who almost nobody, even fans of their own team, could name when they're out there on the field. Like, that is not a good product. And maybe part of this is me being a little defensive because I'm always defending the NBA product.
Yes.
And the load management and the number of games and everything, that all the flopping and all the other calls that go into it that people are irritated about. But I really think that this is the kind of season that somebody needs to take a look at the end of the year and say, this is just an aberration, right? This is an anomaly. This can't be something that happens again and again, because then the product will lose some of its luster. And right now it looks so ironclad against any competition from any other form of entertainment. It's the only form of live TV that gets the kind of ratings that, I don't know, Friends in the 90s did.
And it can be said about both leagues. Like, looking at the NBA as well, if you look at the Eastern Conference, it's like, oh, is this really a good thing that there's, what, two games separating the third and the nine seed? Like,
no.
I don't know. I'm not on board with the whole parody thing. I don't think it's a good product. It makes for kind of messy things. And I think the NFL one is kind of a little bit more of a one-off, it seems like, because there's just been so many injuries across the league, and a lot of these teams are very talented, and some of their best players have gone down. With the NBA, this is literally what they wanted, and they're getting it. I just don't think it's a good thing.
No, I hate it. I've talked about it for years, though. I don't like parody in sports. I like super teams, and I like superstars. And I like good versus evil. Another call from Texas. Brian in Texas wants to talk about home field advantage for the Patriots.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, greetings from 73-degree Texas. I got to make it quick. I got a tee time. But, hey, on the AFC number one seed, I get it totally. Some time for the injuries to give them some recovery time for some key players. I could use some recovery time. But I'm not convinced home field advantage is a good thing. This team has a chip on their shoulder. They're great on the road. And I'm wondering what you guys think of that.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, home field advantage certainly hasn't been something that's existed for the Patriots so far. You talk to the guys in that room, like, they were very impressed by the crowd that they got in Tampa Bay, to which I say, if you ever met anyone, just like that call, who has moved from New England to Florida, they will endlessly tell you about living in Florida and how great it is. So I wasn't as surprised, but they feel like they're a team that travels well.
And I like the variable line of just pack your identity. And for some reason, they seem to forget it sometimes at home. And even against the Falcons, like, I feel like they've been more prone to have those quote-unquote naps at home. Like, that Falcons game, that second half, that shouldn't have been as close as it was. Obviously, the Bills game, you blow the 21-point lead in the second half. Like, I feel like, for whatever reason, it's been a problem more at home than it has on the road. And obviously, I mean, the two losses at the beginning of the year, the Raiders game, that was week one. That was a weird game. And you've talked about it, how they left that game feeling like they were the better team. Like, how did they lose that one? The Steelers game, that's pretty self-explanatory. You can't turn the ball over five times and expect to win the game. So I think some of those were just a little, like, weird kind of anomalies that kind of pop up there. But they have been a little bit more prone to take the foot off the gas, especially at home.
Sure. All right. Well, Justin Turpin, thanks for joining today.
Yes, that was fun.
Awesome job by you. Hopefully the sun, as you've been watching out the window, is melting some of the snow.
Yeah, I see it
hopefully,
out there now.
Hopefully, if you put off your shoveling, it's maybe melted a little bit. I don't think so, because it seems like it's 20 degrees outside. But good luck to you. And if you have any more family parties leading up to New Year's, we love that for you. Thanks for listening to us. We're turning it over now to Scott McLaughlin, Tom Carroll, and Joe Weil right now.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.